To discuss the copies of the New Testament that we have, we need to start at the very beginning with one of the unusual features of Christianity in the Greco-Roman world, its bookish character. In fact, to make sense of this feature of Christianity, we need to start before the beginnings of Christianity with the religion from which Christianity sprang, Judaism. For the bookishness of Christianity was in some sense anticipated and foreshadowed by Judaism, which was the first religion of the book in Western civilization. Judaism as a religion of the book. The Judaism from which Christianity sprang was an unusual religion in the Roman world, although by no means unique. Like adherents of any other hundreds of religions in the Mediterranean area, Jews acknowledged the existence of a divine realm populated by superhuman beings, angels, archangels, principalities, powers. They subscribed to the worship of a deity through sacrifices of animals and other food products. They maintained that there was a special holy place where this divine being dwelt here on earth, the temple in Jerusalem, and it was there that these sacrifices were to be made. They prayed to this God for communal and personal needs. They told stories about how this God had interacted with human beings in the past, and they anticipated his help for human beings in the present. In all these ways, Judaism was familiar to the worshippers of other gods in the empire. In some ways, though, Judaism was distinctive. All other religions in the empire were polytheistic, acknowledging and worshipping many gods of all sorts and functions, great gods of the state, lesser gods of various locales, gods who oversaw different aspects of human birth, life, and death. Judaism, on the other hand, was monotheistic. Jews insisted on worshipping only the one God of their ancestors, the God who they maintained had created this world, controlled this world, and alone provided what was needed for his people. According to Jewish tradition, this one all-powerful God had called Israel to be his special people and had promised to protect and defend them in exchange for their absolute devotion to him and him alone. The Jewish people, it was believed, had a covenant with this God, an agreement that they would be uniquely his as he was uniquely theirs. Only this one God was to be worshipped and obeyed. So, too, there was only one temple, unlike in the polytheistic religions of the day, in which, for example, there could be any number of temples to a god like Zeus. To be sure, Jews could worship God anywhere they lived, but they could perform their religious obligations of sacrifice to God only at the temple in Jerusalem. In other places, though, they could gather together in synagogues for prayer and to discuss the ancestral traditions at the heart of their religion. These traditions involved both stories about God's interaction with the ancestors of the people of Israel, the patriarchs and matriarchs of the faith, as it were, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rachel, Jacob, Rebecca, Joseph, Moses, David, and so on, and detailed instructions concerning how this people was to worship and live.